Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad talking in length on this very special day, obviously the 31st, marking the 31st anniversary of the Islamic Revolution at the symbolic Azadi Square, the Freedom Square as they call it. And he touched upon a lot of points, and it was actually a good synopsis of what is going on in the world today. But I'm going to just zoom in on a couple highlights since it was at length, and that had to deal with basically how the West has exerted itself onto the region and, of course, in particular, onto Iran. Before that, however, a quick highlight of the Iran's civilian nuclear drive and the enrichment process. He touched on that, in which ultimately, even though members of the IAEA are required, as he said, to provide the fuel and cooperate with that 20% fuel enrichment based on the fact that it's used for, especially for medical purposes, that they're not complying with that. And the two countries, Russia and the United States, basically did not comply and even ultimately have given Iran an answer, in which Iran has gone ahead, if you follow the news this past week, on Tuesday, the first day of them pursuing the enrichment of up to 20%. He talked about the United States at length and basically mentioning the fact that it has created instability in the region, mentioning the wars in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Pakistan, and how that the world should open their eyes to see how the United States is exerting its influence, even though the failures are becoming more evident in the region. And then touched upon the U.S. President Barack Obama, that he needs to serve the people and not comply with any of the Zionist regime's ideologies that are exerted on him. Also, he said that Barack Obama should compensate for his predecessor George Bush's inhuman record. Lastly, I want to touch on something that he said, which has always been a main focus of the public, the media, print of the West, and that is that he said Iran does not believe in going after manufacturing or pursuing a nuclear weapons program or going after the bomb, in which he said if he were, that he would announce it. However, that the West is projecting this fabrication onto the world, and people should wake up and realize that the world should not be seen through the lens of the United States and the West. Let's go on over and talk to our correspondents that have been busy on the streets of Tehran. One of them is our correspondent, Amir Mehdi Kazemi, who joins us, as you can see, is in Azadi Square. Well, Amir Mehdi Kazemi, tell us your take of what Iran's president said.
Well, Kaveh, as President Ahmadinejad earlier announced to the people that he had a surprise for them, a news that was supposed to be a surprise, of course, the most important among all those messages that the Iranian president announced was the enrichment, the first the success of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization in completing the enrichment of the first 20% enriched uranium commodity, which has already been handed over to Iranian scientists to be used for medical purposes. Of course, President Ahmadinejad also reiterated that Iran is now capable of producing and of enriching uranium up to 80% in its Natanz field situated in central Iran. But he also pointed out to the issue that his country has no intention for going towards producing any nuclear weapons. He said that Iran does not see pursuing the production of weapons of mass destruction as an option or as kind of solution to the world problems. Instead, he tried to urge the world leaders to pay more attention to those who have not signed the NPT treaty, referring to Israel's nuclear arsenal as a threat to the world and regional security in the Middle East. He also pointed out to the issue that he also pointed to this fact that the door to negotiations with the world and constructive dialogue and interaction is always open by Iran, and his country is willing to have negotiations over the peaceful nuclear activities of Iran and also to exchange nuclear fuel with the West. But he also went on to say that the world is trying to create, referring to the West, especially the United States, saying that they are trying to dump their own problems into the heart of Asia by creating insecurity and instability. He also urged the U.S. President Barack Obama to think twice about his stance and his government's policies towards Iran.
Thank you very much. That's Amir Mehdi Kazemi. Many thanks, Amir Mehdi Kazemi. The end of Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's speech there, in which Amir Mehdi Kazemi talked about some of the highlights of that speech. We're going to move on over, as we can see over here. Obviously, people all around Iran are marking this day in huge numbers. Cities all across Iran, we can see in these images that they have gathered at the major squares to show their devotion and their unity. And I'm going to refer to what the leader said recently, and that's divine motivation, sincerity, and faith in the Islamic revolution are keys to effectiveness and strength of the revolution, and adding that the Iranian nation will show the world and will stun the arrogance in the rallies, which, as you can see, people have gathered in huge numbers. In Tehran, we could see thousands and thousands. But we have now our other correspondent joining us, Gisu Misha Ahmadi. Gisu, you heard Iran's president's speech. Tell us what's going on there.
Well, Kaveh, I've changed my place to show you a different perspective of the Azadi Square in Tehran, where millions have gathered to celebrate the 31st anniversary of the Islamic Revolution, as they have in 800 other cities around the country and 4,000 villages. The speech of the president has just ended, and the people are now continuing the celebrations. Right now, I have with me one of the people who's taken part in today's celebrations, who's going to tell us what brought him here. Can you tell us why you're here today?
Yes, thank you very much. Actually, I'm here to participate in the 31st anniversary of the revolution. And I remember I was here exactly in this part of the square 31 years ago when I was a teenager. Now I came here again, once again, to say that our revolution was not an accident. It was a real will. It was a real understanding that our nation really followed what they didn't have. I mean, freedom, independence, and Islamic Republic. Now I'm here to join millions of people to say what we achieved is very important for us, and we are going to support it. And I would like really the Western media really reflect, really broadcast what is reality and not part of it.
Well, Kaveh, as you just heard, this is only one of the people that we've talked to, but the many others that I've also talked to are all saying the same thing. First of all, they're asking Western media to show the whole reality and not only the parts that they like. And second, they're here to say that after 31 years, nothing has changed. They still want independence, freedom, and an Islamic Republic. And of course, Kaveh, we shouldn't forget that over the past 31 years, the Islamic Revolution has had its own ups and downs. Many difficulties have happened. We can't forget the eight-year Iraqi-imposed war, which was really tough times for the Iranian nation. And the fact that after 31 years, people are coming even more in more numbers and larger numbers to celebrate the anniversary of the revolution shows how much they support it. Over to you.
Thank you very much. Gisu Misha Ahmadi there over at Azadi Square. Many thanks for that. At this point, we're going to turn on over and hand over to Homo Leski, who I believe is joined with her special guest inside the studio.